It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is. And today for What's Cooking, we've got Hamish Morgan of School Fair here on the line. Kia ora, Hamish. How are you?
Kia ora. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. We here at The Bee and just Soph and I have been really loving the new single, Spirally Staircase Memory. So yeah, it's been a bit on rotate for me personally. It's a great song.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
No stress. And you guys have been releasing music since 2021, if I'm correct. And I guess we were just wondering how your relationships and process as a band has developed over the years and how that has kind of impacted the music that you've been making in that process.
Well, I guess if we start back in like 2020, 2021, it was all very sort of DIY in a like rehearsal space, recording on a four track sort of thing.
Mm.
It was all of us sort of in the room together just playing, like, yeah, very limited by the tape machine. So I think for that first record, that was kind of how it had to sound. And like moving on to the next record, which was like 3 years later or something, that was a bit more professional. Recorded it Roundhead in Auckland, and that was more like jams all together, and sort of edited down post.
Mm.
And with the new, well, this new single especially, actually, Sunisi and at the time Finlay, living in London, and me and Dee in Auckland still, so we're like sending tracks back and forth, and composed it that way.
Right.
So it's very like disjointed, but all very different processes so far for all of our,
yeah,
all of our stuff.
That's really interesting to hear, just from a listener's perspective, like how different all of those recording processes were, because I think from a listener's perspective, like, they're just such consistent records. And I just missed out actually on your tickets to your most recent show at Public Bar after I told all of my friends to buy tickets, and they all bought tickets, but I did not buy my ticket. So could you just describe a little bit of the atmosphere of the show? I heard such brilliant things about not only your performance, but how supportive the crowd was.
It was so cool. Just not playing in so long in Auckland, and we're lucky if we get to play together like once a year.
Mm.
So it was really cool. Fishing, who opened for us, they were really awesome. I used to play in a band. It was actually my first band I was in, with a bass player from Fishing, back in Dunedin. So that was cool to like reconnect that way. And I don't know, it was just a really, really cool night. I really liked playing on the floor because, you know, I play drums, so usually I'm up the back and away from the crowd. So having the crowd like sort of around us and to the side, and everyone's on the same level, and just getting the energy from the crowd was really, really special for me. And it was, I don't know, just a really cool night.
Yeah, I guess I've never really noticed why that happens in Public Bar, but it really feels like the crowd gets really connected in that way, because especially if you're out the back or something, when you can't really see anything, it just, I don't know, it's the crowd where I feel like it's so community building in a way, and that's what I really love about the gigs that go on at Public Bar. But we now are going to listen to your first selection, classic track, David Kilgore and Sam Hunt. We're going to listen to Every Time It Rains Like This. You're on 95 BFM.
Every time it rains like this, every time it rains like this, rain from early morning, falling thick with light. The whole wide world of the bay is giving in. Rain and nothing and a friend or fisherman can do. Every time it rains like this, every time it rains like this.
Anyway, so 95BFM. We've got Hamish on the line here from For What's Cooking, and we were just listening to Every Time It Rains Like This, David Kilgore and Sam Hunt. Tell us a little bit, Hamish, why you selected this track for us today.
First of all, like, David Kilgore is, a Dunedin, an absolute Dunedin icon. And the combination with, well, I actually first heard of Sam Hunt through another one of their albums, The Ninth, where Sam Hunt is actually doing his poetry, spoken word, over David Kilgore and the Heavy Eights. But once I found out about that, I found, this is an earlier album, and it's Sam Hunt's poetry, but David's singing over it. Well, singing his lyrics, sorry. And, yeah, it's, I don't know. And the, I don't know, the lyrics, every time it rains, it's... I found it once I moved to Auckland, and it definitely rains a lot in Auckland, but it reminded me of home in Dunedin as well.
Yeah, totally. I think one thing that Soph and I really connected on early in our friendship was music that is, just spoken text over, some kind of hazy guitar instrumental. And it's just some of the most profound music to me, and ends up being kind of staples in my life. I think Soph will be able to say the same, but yeah, it's so beautiful. And it's really interesting just for this segment in particular, because we get to hear how a musician's listening habits impacts their writing and recording of maybe their own projects, which I think is why this ends up being so insightful. And I was just wondering how you think your personal listening habits impact the way you write your music.
I quite like simple songs. Not too much going on. I appreciate space in songs. And I think that comes across in the way I drum. I'm not the songwriter for School Fear, but it's all a very collaborative process. I like to leave space for other things, and come in when I'm needed, essentially.
Yeah, totally. That's really good as the drummer if you come in on time. Rhythm's so important. We're going to listen to your next track selection, which is a classic by The Cleaners from Venus. This is Drowning Butterflies, and you're on 95BFM, What's Cooking?
If I use this silver pound to
This is The Cleaners from Venus, Drowning Butterflies. Tell us a little bit why you selected this song, Hamish.
I guess longtime friends of mine will know that The Cleaners from Venus are probably my favorite band of all time.
A really brilliant pick.
It's, I don't know, there's I think it's the DIY nature of his early, like, 80s stuff that really appeals to me. And his very distinct, like, vocal deliveries. I don't know, jangly guitars, chorus-y. It's just, I love it.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say this, because the question I had, you know, written down for this song is early 80s kind of post-punk bands, which, you know, I'm thinking The Cure and other bands from Aotearoa who are really making music similar to this, like beat rhythm fashion, are really evocative of that early 80s DIY production, and this just have this really strong lyrical content and really strong writing, but it's done in this just like... for lack of a better word, because it's not coming to me, but lo-fi, stripped back kind of way.
Yeah, lo-fi is a good way to describe it.
Okay, good. I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I don't know. I also think it's really cool that, to me, a lot of the bands that we talk to here at BFM are doing, you know, DIY production, and it really just adds to just the songwriting, which is so strong and is, I don't know, I think it really adds to the character of the music that's being made.
Definitely, yeah, like, it's so accessible to just record in your bedroom or, you know, just at home where you're, like, comfortable, and maybe it's easier to be, you know, just comfortable and write and just do what you want to do. I don't know, there can be pressures when you're in a studio where, I don't know, you know, might not be able to get as vulnerable in front of other people. So yeah.
Also the time DIY that you get from being able to do it yourself, and you get time to play around and really perfect or play with your sound a lot more.
Yeah, experiment and see what works for you.
Here on BFM, we love experiments. We're going to listen to your last selection, which, again, one of Soph's favourite Pinback songs. We love Pinback here on Drive.
This is true.
And we're going to listen to a track called Loro. Soph and I have been moving and grooving to the song, which is Loro by Pinback, courtesy. Moving and grooving sounds wrong, actually, now that I say that, but we've been moving, certainly. the song was brought to you by Hamish of School Fear. We love this song. Look, let me ask you one more time. Why'd you pick this song?
I chose the song D from School Fear. A good friend of mine showed me the album this is from, like the self-titled. Mm-hmm. Quite a few years ago, and we just used to listen to it together a lot, and it was around the time of recording the first album, and it reminds me a lot of home. So there's a lot of sentimental value in these songs, but it's a very special album, and especially this song for me.
Yeah, I think Pinback is that kind of nostalgic, kind of sits in a special place for a lot of people. For me,
yeah,
Summer of Abaddon, like, kind of just, it makes me so emotional even listening to it, even though the music isn't that emotional, but I just think it is just a really important album for me as a person, which is
yeah
amazing. And
beautiful.
I think School Fair's music is inherently lyric forward because it all sits above the texture of the instrumental section, and I know you are the drummer, but I was wondering if you could talk us through a little bit how it feels to kind of have those lyrics incorporated over the music, and like hearing those words for the first time, and what the experience of that is like for you personally.
For me, it's always a surprise, like a happy surprise. There hasn't been a time where we've like put a track down and then like Finlay or Rose has put down some vocals and we've been like unhappy with it, you know. It's always awesome, and it just adds so much to the instrumental, because a lot of the times the instrumental there is there first, and then they'll do their like poetry over top of that. It adds so much depth to the songs, and it like gives them new meaning for me, because I have a way of thinking about the song when we're doing the instrumental, and then they'll add the lyrics, and then it gives it a whole new life essentially.
Yeah, I also think that Rose's voice is just so perfect when listening to it. I don't know, I guess when I listen, you've spoken before about kind of having spoken word over music, and I just think it is some of the most emotional music out there, and is so easy to connect to. And I don't know, I think that's just kind of typical of most of the music you guys make as a band.
I love the hearing the Kiwi twang come out quite a lot. It's
totally special, for sure. It makes me so happy, and I think the person who was who does that most is just the Beths. I'm always like, oh, she's from Aotearoa, of course.
Love it.
Hey Hamish, thank you so much for not only your music selections but telling us a little bit about School Fair. We're going to listen to your latest single, Spirally Staircase Memory, which you can grab off Bandcamp, of course. Thank you so much. Hope you have a lovely rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Keep
that was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.